All right, let's wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 286, and we've got plugins for measuring CPU and host performance, GeoIP detection, floating carts, and a great new plugin for importing Facebook events to the events calendar. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're out and be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fun-filled episode coming to you direct from the great wet north again. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, the cold front has passed us and moved off to east, and we are back in rain and no longer snow. I kind of enjoyed the snow for the brief couple of days we had it, though. It was actually kind of nice.
Cool. Yeah, it's still the same here.
Yeah, well, you know, Southern California is Southern California, man.
That's right.
Generally warm year-round.
Got what I paid for.
That's what they got to do. I saw you something up on Facebook, something about your titanium parts can't handle the winter anymore.
No. And for those who may be wondering what that means is I actually got in a car accident about 20 years ago and broke my leg in a couple places, and they put a nice titanium rod in there for me.
Hey, helps keep you walking, but it doesn't do so good for the wintertime.
Exactly.
At any rate, we've got the usual great show for you here today. And of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, where you can leave us a review. And there's some old ones in there I've recently discovered, so we'll start bringing them into the show in the future. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time in the iTunes store leaving us a review there. It really helps out the show a lot, because iTunes is where the majority of our listenership is at.
That's right. So if you could, even if you don't use iTunes specifically and you have maybe an iTunes account, log in there, find the podcast, take a few minutes, leave us a review. It does greatly help us out.
Absolutely. All right. And of course, this is the point here where we usually do a lot of self-promotion. Myself, I'm not doing much self-promotion these days, as I'm just stacked up with lots of work, which is rather an enjoyable experience. But to help share in that, what I would like to do is, if you go to the wpsupport.ca segment of the WP Plugins website, you can sign up and become a WordPress pro there. And anyone's got a job, it can be put up there for everyone. Or if you're looking for work, put yourself up there. Who knows? You just might find something.
That's right. We've got a lot of cool things coming around now and in the future. And I'm just going to use this time to say, like I did last week, if you have the opportunity during this holiday season and you know of some kind of a nonprofit that's maybe local to you, why don't you help them out with their website? It'll help you not only feel a little better that you're helping out a nonprofit organization, but also the skills that you have will keep sharp, and it's a great thing to do. It's a great project. And anytime that you're doing a WordPress project where you're just simply helping somebody out and not doing it for money, it seems to go so much faster for some reason. I don't know why, but think about that in this holiday season. Take a few hours out of your day. Find a nonprofit, maybe do a nice stage site for them, and then surprise them and say, hey, look, I redesigned your entire website for you. This is what it looks like. Let me know if you want me to transfer this over for you. It works. It helps a lot, and I encourage you to do so.
Absolutely. It's a great thing to do for local nonprofits. And another way, if you're looking to just build out your portfolio.
That's right.
Another useful thing.
That's right.
All right, and this is the point here in the show where we like to thank our donors for the show, and this week here we would like to thank Jez from Jez Web Party Limited. We're $50 this week, and a short note with it is, thank you, Marcus and John, for pointing out King Composer. I'm quite excited to try it out because it looks to many have improvements over Visual Composer, which I'm a huge fan of. This donation is on behalf of local pest control, at localpestcontrol.com.au. Ian is one of our great WordPress clients in Newcastle, Australia.
Ah, that's really nice. And, you know, that's all it takes is just a donation of $50 or more, and you can get mentioned on the show, get a link in the show notes, all of that. I know we've got thousands of listeners, literally tens of thousands of listeners, and we definitely need your support to keep going here on the show. So please help us out. If you'd like to sponsor the show, it's just as cheap as $50 or more. We'll mention you on the show. Also, remember, we have Patreon, patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z, and we greatly appreciate your support there as well. And think about us here. It's towards the end of the year, and we've given you, you know, 50 shows this year and done a heck of a lot in terms of the community and all the rest of it that we do, and we don't take a lot back. In fact, this is kind of a nonprofit organization for
this
me.
This is nonprofit for the most part, yes.
Yeah. You know, we don't really get much back in terms of monetary compensation, but surprisingly, it is one of the most popular WordPress shows that there is. So I see other podcasts out there. I see people doing a lot better than us in terms of donations, but I know they don't even have half the audience. So if you do find value of this podcast, if I saved you an hour, if John saved you an hour, each week or each month or whatever, please help us out. Pay it forward. Give it back. Help us out with the donation. We greatly appreciate that.
We greatly appreciate it, and they get well used. The donations get used for things such as a transcripts, improvement in equipment, improvements in the servers, many things along the way. Plus, you know, justifying me and all the time that goes into the website and everything else. Because you remember, folks, this show, while it might be only half an hour long, it takes anywhere from 3 to 5 hours to pull everything together for it.
Right. And show notes, all the different plugin stuff, all that. So help us out if you can. It's coming up to Christmas here, so we would greatly appreciate any donations that you can throw our way.
Absolutely. And there's more coming in the new year. It's been a very long year and a lot of improvements since January last year when I launched out the Kickstarter. So, all right. This week here, I'd also like to mention that we have a contest running, and this is something that has started and will continue for quite some time with the generous donations of developers out there that I talk to who donate premium licenses for their plugins. This week and running until Christmas Day, we currently have a contest running from Barn2 Media where we're giving away a premium license for their WooCommerce Product Table Pro plugin, which is a really great plugin. I haven't tried that one out, but I did test out their other one, which was their Table Pro plugin. And you can hear more about it by checking out the interview I did with Katie from Barn2 Media and the review done in previous episode. I think it was 284 is when we reviewed Barn2 Media's plugins. So check it out. Join the contest. All you need is your email address, and you can get entered to win.
Great. That's a great contest, and we look forward to bringing a lot more of that stuff in the coming year.
More and more of it is coming as I get contacted by more and more developers. All right, and a little bit of news this week. There's just a couple of quick articles. There's a nice article here for DDoS attacks on WordPress, and this is becoming a concern now as the attacks are now coming with encryption. And what that's meaning is that by being encrypted, it's making them harder to thwart. So this is something you'll want to be aware of. You'll want to go follow the link in the show notes and go check out the article at helpsecurity.com. It's a really good article. And also, this is an article that is kind of near and dear to me. It took me a few years to figure this one out myself, but it's how much should a WordPress custom website cost? And this is a good article that helps you determine what the true cost and true value of building out a WordPress website is to you. Whether you be a beginning developer or an experienced or an elite developer or a freelancer, whatever, it helps you figure out what you should be charging for that. Because reality is many people out there are undercharging for their services, which is hurts the whole industry. So
right. And the lower that you charge for the services, the more that your client kind of pushes you around, it seems. It's a weird thing to say.
It is a weird thing. I learned that in the 15 years I've been doing this, and it took me a while to get up there. once I finally got up there and realized that, yeah, your cheaper clients try to take more advantage of you, but your ones that pay you well, they just accept you as the professional you are and take your advice and use it properly.
Right.
So
that's true.
And one other article, this in here is a really great one from WPMU Dev. It's 14 sneaky online tools to help you check out your site visitors and see what they're up to so you can learn more about what's happening, where they're going, and what they're doing on your website. Some really great articles, so check them out. You'll find them quite useful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to report just a little bit about my experience with 4.7 so far.
Okay.
It's been very good, actually, and I have a client that has a lot of documentation that's online, PDFs and things, and that new advancement where there are PDF thumbnails automatically is nice.
Cool.
It's really nice. It generates kind of a front page view of the first page of the PDF, and I really like it a lot. Now, that's the only thing that I like. I'm out of the media library. In fact, it's still screwed up in terms of all the rest of it, but I can only get a little bit at a time, I guess, in my wish list.
Little by little, but yeah, 4.7's been pretty good to me. I've been updating my client sites with it, and I've been testing it, and it performs very well. It's especially very nice when it's on a server running PHP 7.
Right. Yeah, so that's one of the big requirements. So look for that. If you're looking for a brand new host, make sure that you can actually take advantage of all the new things. Yeah. And by the way, there's one plugin that I want to mention that if you are unsure if your server is taking advantage of everything that 4.7 has to offer, there is a new plugin that came out about a week ago called PDF Thumbnail Support Test, and it helps to determine if your server is actually missing the software for that native PDF thumbnail generator out of 4.7. So it's a really nice quick plugin to look in there and see exactly what's going on with your host and if you can take advantage of all of the different things that 4.7 has to offer.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that covers up the news. Means it's time for us to, we got a little bit of listener feedback this week. We've got a comment from Jeremy about the question I asked him last week. So we'll go ahead and take it away, Jeremy.
Hey John, Marcus. Yeah, so the Total Live Chat on the Jez website is a Reach Local product. So it's fully hosted, and the operators are like, it's like a call center. So, you know, we pay a fee for that service of someone answering those messages, which, okay, so it's not ideal from like a point of view that it would be good if it was someone sitting in our office doing it. But I found it really difficult to keep the chat answers fast enough when someone wandered onto the website to let us kind of get a handle on keeping that part of our workflow. That's hard to explain, but I guess, you know, if your phone rings, you answer the phone and away you go. But people's patience on live chat is not huge, and so you're kind of trained to expect it to be a really quick response. And without someone dedicated to doing that or keeping an eye on it all the time, I found that quite difficult. But yeah, look, the intercom.io, I definitely agree with Marcus. I've looked at that, and I think it's an excellent system. And there are some other ones as well, but the problem I found with trying to roll it out to clients or trying to, you know, set up self-hosted type chat apps was really just, yeah, having someone available all the time or even most of the time to answer it and quickly prioritize it as opposed to, you know, something else that might be interrupting them. So,
all right. Well, thanks a lot there, Jeremy. Greatly appreciate you giving us feedback on that. I'll have to look into it a little further. And for those of you out there listening, hey, we've got the little speak pipe down in the lower right corner of our website. Click that. Leave us a message. We'll play it here. If you got a question, we'll do our very best to answer it for you. Get yourself some free research done by just contacting us. Or if you just want to comment on the show or anything else, drop in there and check out the speak pipe.
Absolutely. Yeah, we used to get a lot more speak pipes than we did. It seems like this year is the least amount of speak pipes that we've had.
It is. It's been a very slow year for speak pipes. I don't know if it's not working correctly. Well, it must be working correctly. Jeremy uses it a lot. So
yeah. Yeah. So leave us a message. You know, let us know how you like the show, what you're looking for as far as plug-in. We'll help you out. We've done that hundreds of times in the past, and we'll keep doing it.
Keep doing it. All right. Guess it's time for us to dive in and meet potatoes, eh?
All right. Let's set the table.
Off we go. This week here, my first plugin is PHP, MySQL CPU Performance Statistics. This plugin here, I had a brief job this past week to check out a client's website as to why it was running so poorly, and I'm starting to dig more and more into doing site performance analysis on websites and find out what's happening, whether it be their theme, their plugins, their server, who's the problem, and how do we solve it. So I found a few plugins along the way to help you solve that problem, and that's what this one here is for. What it does is it tests out your PHP MySQL configurations and lets you know how that is performing on your website. It sends some internal tests and then it spits back a report to you and then gives you a comparison report for what standards should be. So it tells you if your server MySQL is running too slow, if it's taking too much time, if it's having problems with the MySQL inserts, the updates, etc., etc. It's a really great diagnostic tool to find out if MySQL is running correctly and PHP is running correctly. So check this one out. I gave it a 4-dragon rating. It's called PHP MySQL CPU Performance Statistics.
How the heck did they fit that all in one slug?
How did I get it without tripping over it?
Even better question. That's right. All right. This next plugin is kind of similar to what you've got going on there, John. It's called Host Info. And it actually shows you real-time server and environment information. It's pretty cool in terms of how it classifies and shows you statistics of your web server. I actually did this as a test on two different websites. I did it on one that was on managed hosting, and then I did it on a shared hosting, and I was very surprised in terms of what it showed me. But it's not really customizable, and you can't really save it in relation to being able to look at archives or stuff like that. It's just kind of a basic snapshot what's going on at the time for your host info. Kind of a handy tool, but probably one that you would install and then uninstall. Yep. just right after you use it. So I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
No, still not bad. It's a great way to find out what's happening.
Definitely.
The next one I've got here for you is called WP Hosting Performance Check. This plugin here, what it does for you is when you put it in and install it, it sets up for your site and it requires an additional plugin, which I'll be talking about next, so you can track the countries your visitors are coming from. But it starts monitoring everything across your site, all of the performance that is happening, screen page load times, server response times, what your technology is, whether it's PHP 5, 7, MySQL 10, or 5. It tells you all of these pieces, and then it will monitor it. If you leave it plugged in and turned on for several days, it'll keep monitoring to give you an average over the days. And it'll tell you hour by hour what your peak loads are and what your low loads are and what's happening in those time frames. This is a really great diagnostic tool to run over the course of 48 hours or 72 hours to get a real idea on what's happening on your website. I found it to be very useful in that we were having a website that the client was complaining they were seeing 404 errors and other issues while they were working on it, but when I was working on it, I couldn't get any of these to occur. So I put this in, and it started showing that there were peak times during the day when the server was performing very slowly. It was responding slowly. They are on a shared hosting platform with one of those companies out there that overloads their servers at times, and you could see where it was hitting those peak loads, and overall it was showing a server poor response time while the web page loading times weren't too bad when the pages were actually loaded. And then it was also showing that the technology for the server was a little bit out of date. So this is a really great plugin for finding that information and diagnosing what's happening on your site. So check it out, WP Hosting Performance Check, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Hmm. Pretty cool. That's a great way to look through them.
Well, I've been running it on our websites just to see if my servers have been up to snuff, and so far they've been really great. So I'm really kind of happy about that.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, for those of you out there that use WooCommerce, here's a pretty cool plugin. This is a freemium plugin, but there's also a pro version. It's called Woo Floating Cart Lite, and it's available in the repository. And what happens is when somebody adds something to your cart, it actually shows the cart in the lower right side instantly. So as they scroll through the different pages, the cart still remains visible and reminds them to check out. And cart abandonment is one of those things that, you know, just a slight improvement in cart abandonment could almost double your revenue. Seriously. So this is a nice way to keep the cart in view, front and center at all times for your customer. Awesome plugin. Again, this is the light version. There is a pro version that has more features, and I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I'm going to have to take advantage of that one because I'm just finishing up a WooCommerce website.
Nice. Yeah, give it a shot.
I like that. All right. So the final plugin I've got here today is called GeoIP Detection. And this plugin came about because of the previous plugin I talked about, the WP Hosting Performance Check. But I also discovered the GeoIP detection can be used in many areas, especially if you're a developer. How it's used in the previous plugin is that it's used to track what countries your visitors are coming from to give you a report. And what you can also do with this plugin here is it has short codes that are you can build into your theme development or a plugin development. You can build this as a dependency to help people or to help with your GeoIP tracking. Now, the plugin uses a couple of forms of the GeoIP maps. It has its own built-in map that it takes from MaxMind, or you can download the direct MaxMind map or IP map to it, also to get more precise tracking with it. It's a really great plugin. It works relatively smoothly, installed rather well, and then it's got a lot of tips and tidbits in it on how to use it. So check it out if you're doing development and you want to do GeoIP tracking. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Pretty cool. I'll have to check that out myself. Okay, finally, a lot of people out there use the Events Manager or the Events Calendar as one of their plugins or their go-to events management tools on their website. A lot of people also use Facebook for their events. Now, you can use both. With this plugin, it's called Import Facebook Events, and it allows you to import your events from Facebook.com right into the Events Calendar and Events Manager. And so if you're like me and you use the Events Manager as your plugin, this one is a no-brainer as an extra add-on. It just completely imports all of your Facebook events and brings them right into your WordPress site with little effort required. It is pretty great. I love the Events Calendar. I use that for most of my clients. And now that this is out, it gives me even more of a reason to love the plugin. It's called Import Facebook Events, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Well, there seems to be a lot of plugins being built for the Events Manager. And as I'm slowly switching over all the sites that use the previous calendar to this one.
I like the Events Manager because it will allow me to import from Excel. So if there are recurring events or things like that, I can set it all up, set the description, set the buy links for the tickets and all of that, put it all into Excel, and away I go. And I have one client that is an instructional institution, and they teach classes, multiple classes, every single day. And it just kind of varies what city they're in. Sometimes they're in Vegas, sometimes they're in the Midwest, and they kind of rotate around the country. And for this, it's pretty nice because now we can have them just set up their events also in Facebook and bring it right in. So I love this plugin.
Very nice. All right. Well, this week here, I covered up PHP, MySQL, CPU performance statistics, which I gave a 4 to, and WP hosting performance check, which I gave a 4 to, and GeoIP detection, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about host info, which gets a 3 out of 5. Woo, floating cart live, it gets a 4 out of 5. And we just talked about import Facebook events, which gets a 5 out of 5.
Okay. And of course, this is the spot here where sometimes commercial, but lately a lot of promotions. And this week here, I want to share this space with others. So currently, I would like to talk about another great WordPress resource out there. It's a really great one for WordPress e-commerce issues, more so than anything else. It's bobwp.com. He used to cover up a bunch of other things, but in the last few months, I noticed he became more focused on the e-commerce components. It has lots of great tips, useful information, a really great blog. So check out bobwp.com.
Yeah, Bob is cool. That's Bob Dunn.
Yep.
And I'm actually, I'll kind of use this as a segue into my promotional thing. Bob Dunn is one of the nicest guys in WordPress, and he really puts a lot into it. So I really hope you do check out bobwp.com. And what's really cool is I'm going to see Bob in a couple weeks in person in Las Vegas when I'm giving my talk at Affiliate Summit. So those cool. of you that are interested in attending Affiliate Summit in Las Vegas, it's one of the coolest kinds of conferences there is in terms of making money online. If you leave Affiliate Summit and you don't have at least 50 contacts and all kinds of new channels in terms of how to generate revenue, you weren't there, because that's what happens to just about everybody that goes. And it's not like a WordCamp. It's not like any of those other conferences. There will be thousands of people in attendance and a lot of money flowing around. And it's a great, great conference to go to. So check it out at affiliatesummit.com. I am speaking on Sunday, the 15th, I believe it is. And it's going to be a great session. So if you're interested in attending, go to affiliatesummit.com. If you want to see my speech, you have to buy a VIP pass. Otherwise, or you can buy individual session tickets. I think they're $50 or something like that. Cool. So check it out. It's a really great thing to learn and take part in. If you make money online at all, affiliatesummit.com.
Excellent. Okay, and of course, the user reminders. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wpplugins@az.com. And if you got a few minutes, please take the time to stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner and leave us a review on their website, as those will be brought into the show also. So if you leave a review with a link in your show notes there, a link in the review, we'll bring it into the show notes for you and share it out with the world. So check it out, folks. Leave us a reviews.
All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me online at marcuscouch.com, at membershipcoach.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.